Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. The Nagaland government has decided to reduce the timeline for the High Power Committee to submit its findings and recommendations regarding the absorption of the 147 contractual assistant professors and librarians from 8 weeks to 4. Earlier, during a cabinet meeting held on April 21st, a high-level committee was constituted and given 8 weeks to submit its report. However, following an emergency cabinet meeting held in Kohima yesterday, a new decision was made to shorten this timeline. Addressing media persons after the meeting, alongside Minister for Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenhe and Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam, Deputy Chief Minister T.R.Z. Liang said that the Cabinet, acknowledging the concerns raised by the agitators, has reconsidered its earlier decision and decided to reduce the waiting period to 4 weeks.
And we have deliberated on the issue that at length, and we understood the contention of the agitators, and we have taken new decision. That is, if 8 weeks is too long for them to wait, then we'll reduce the number of days and week to 4 weeks. Instead of 8, we decided that the High Power Committee will be directed to submit their report within 4 weeks.
He added that as 1 week has already passed since April 21st, the committee now has only 3 weeks left to submit its report. Mr. Zilang clarified that for the government to reverse its previous decision, it would require documentary evidence to support any action taken.
Why we want the report from the High Power Committee is that government to take a decision or to take a U-turn from its own decision, we need documents. We need to substantiate our decision with evidence, proof that which year, how many has been appointed, whose time. All this finding is required. Just to get the number of appointees, that 147 is not enough.
Mr. Zilang said an appeal was made to the representatives of the Naga Students Federation, NSF, and the Combined Technical Association of Nagaland, CTAN, and Nagaland Net Qualified Forum, NNQF, to deliberate internally and understand the Cabinet's perspective that the committee will submit its report within the remaining 3 weeks, after which the government will take appropriate and positive action. Mr. Zilang urged the NSF, CTAN, and NNQF to suspend their proposed agitation until the report is submitted and a decision is taken based on its findings. Following no positive outcome from the Nagaland government regarding the revocation of the cabinet order issued on 11 September 2024 concerning the regularization of 147 contractual assistant professors under the Department of Higher Education, the Combined Technical Association of Nagaland, CTAN, and Nagaland Net Qualified Forum, NNQF, will resume their indefinite protest from today.
We were called by the Deputy Chief Minister and the Minister Kitikini. But after the discussion, since our demands were not made and the assurance that was given by the concerned minister, the Minister of Higher Education, since it is not being done, 29 we are going to resume the agitation outside the higher education office starting 9 a.m.
Meanwhile, the Naga Students Federation, NSF, will also launch the first phase of its proposed democratic agitation today. The agitation follows the expiry of the 7-day ultimatum issued to the state government on the 22nd of this month, which ended yesterday. Both CTAN and NNQF, along with NSF, will begin their protest simultaneously at 9 a.m. at the Directorate of Higher Education in Kohima. The Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, has called for the protection of the Constitution of India under its nationwide campaign, Samvidhan Bachao, Save the Constitution. This was stated during a press conference held in Kohima yesterday, addressed by AICC Secretary in Charge of Nagaland, Christopher Tilak, along with NPCC President and Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmeran Jamir and other state Congress leaders. Asserting that the Constitution is under threat under the BJP-led government, AICC Secretary in Charge Nagaland, Mr. Tilak, stressed the importance of the Congress Party's role in re-educating, agitating and mobilizing the public around the concept of saving the Constitution.
It is important for us to re-educate and to agitate and to mobilize people around this concept of saving the Constitution.
Mr. Tilak further informed that in the coming months, the Congress Party plans to intensify its campaign by extending it to the district and assembly levels, including door-to-door outreach efforts. Lok Sabha MP Jamir added that the NPCC will soon convene a meeting with its executives and office bearers to decide the next course of action. The consultative meeting convened by the Nagaland state government with tribal and civil society groups on April 30 has been cancelled. Minister for Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenhe yesterday informed that the cabinet in its meeting held yesterday decided to cancel the consultative meeting in definitely. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.